USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The January 6th Commission is underway in Washington, D.C. The chair is Bernie Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi.
My distinguished colleague from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney, is not the ranking member of this select committee, but because this investigation is bipartisan, it's important that we hear Republican voices as well.
Jim Banks, the Indiana Republican congressman removed from the committee by Nancy Pelosi, tells Fox News Tuesday, this is nothing but political theater.
The more you get into a line of questions that that go up a chain of command that end up on Speaker Pelosi's desk, why that set of questions isn't allowed to be a part of what's asked today and in every hearing moving forward should tell every American what they already know. This is a political stunt by Pelosi and Democrats and nothing more.
The January 6th Commission underway in Washington. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The border crisis assigned to Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on for months without any announced plans to fix it. Tim Berg has a border update.
A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as record apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border continue, with over 1 million illegal immigrants encountered at the border this fiscal year. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy believes President Biden's move was a waste of taxpayer money.
Senate Republicans are scrambling right now to pass an infrastructure bill that's paid for. We could use this $2 billion that he is wasting. That would overlay about 1,600 miles of four-lane highways.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vaccine hesitancy across America includes about half of her citizens. The way politics has infiltrated the pandemic is leaving most unvaccinated folks with distrust and disbelief the experts have their best interest at heart. Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch on Fox News says Delta variant cases is already on the downtick in England and will soon be removed from the equation in America within a month or so.
I think that really the problem is they have no imagination and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. For the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the U.S. are going down in 3 or 4 weeks. So we are really in what I would call a fairly optimistic point if we would just use our brains and solve it the way we know how to do.
It doesn't help when public officials attempt to shame the unvaccinated. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom insinuated Monday that unvaccinated people were a danger to everyone. Quote, it's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everyone else at risk, including your own life at risk. End quote. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.